to the bill. I was listening to some of the dialogue, and I normally don't jump in too much, but one thing that struck me was the idea from some of the previous speakers about, you know, how many people need jobs in our state, and how many people are suffering because there's not jobs in our state. Well, yesterday I brought a great bill to the Energy Committee, and it was going to create about 1,000 construction jobs. Actually, the AFL-CIO supported it. It was a bipartisan bill with many of your Democratic people that supported it. It was going to bring jobs to downstate Illinois like nothing has been in the last several years. And I had got all the permission to go, and it was looking very good. We had all the support, except, you know, there was one major opponent, and I'm not going to go into the idea of it, but I got there. It was supposed to be heard. We were going to take a vote on it, as I understand it. Now, being a newbie, really, I mean, even at my second term, I took everybody's word this is what was going to happen. I get there, and it gets stabbed in the back. Okay, so it went nowhere, and all I was trying to do was create jobs for the state of Illinois. It was self-funded with $700 million of private funding. It was a jobs bill, for crying out loud. It saved jobs, brought jobs, but no, it went nowhere. So when you speak about jobs, when there's an opportunity to get jobs, your side needs to come to that aisle and help us get these jobs. That's all I wanted to do with that bill. And then the other part of this thing was about these budgets. I've been listening to this for quite some time, and I, as a person that owns businesses with jobs and with people, we create budgets and not possible partly budgets, but full budgets for the year. And that's how we run our businesses. That's how we should be running our state. But that's not what we do.